Welcome to Varroncast, MovieVarron.com's official podcast. I'm Dan, managing editor for the site, and today I'm here with Kelsey and Rose again. We brought them back to talk about more of their experience at Comic-Con, particularly the viral campaigns that they saw. And at the end, they're going to have a nice little song for you about their experience at Comic-Con. You guys obviously were at Comic-Con, so did you guys see any kind of cool viral stuff? That's probably what we should really kind of talk about.
Yeah, we saw a ton. We wanted to do a little special segment about the viral marketing we saw there at Comic-Con, because really, it's really
the mecca.
Hey! Yeah. Good word. The word. Hey!
Jinx.
You owe me a cup.
It's really the big place where you can do tons of viral marketing. I mean, it's huge. People are there for multiple days. You know, you can have people come back into your booths or two separate locations, like the zombie walk that we're going to talk about in a little bit. We kind of touched on that earlier. But
yeah, and I think also, you know, at Comic-Con, people are going to be into it. People aren't going to be like, what is this?
It's a perfect audience.
It's a perfect audience to, you know, market to, because these people are going to be totally into interacting with you and doing, you know, all this good stuff. So
yeah.
Definitely.
So being as though your site's about viral marketing, we wanted to talk a little bit about that specifically. So Rose had a cool story she wanted to talk about.
Yeah, actually.
From a few years ago.
Yeah, because, you know, speaking of different ways to get people's attention, one of my friends has been going to Comic-Con for the past, like, 16 or 17 years, since she was, like, 7. She actually goes, like, every single day. It's something she does with her dad. It's really special, and she loves it, and she was telling me how it's changed and all this stuff. Well, when we were in high school, The Ring had just come out, and so she was going through her bedroom one day, and she found this blank tape, so she put it in, because, you know, she was like, oh, I want to record over it, let's see what's on the tape.
Oh, God, I can see where this is going.
Yeah. So she plays the tape, and her friend Ashley's there with her, and they watch it, and it's the movie from The Ring. Literally,
like the Ring video.
Like The Ring video, you know, like the, and all that stuff, you know. So, they freak out because they're, like, 17 and 16. And they, like, started crying. They were waiting for the phone call. They thought they were going to die.
God, can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, Aaron was just like, I don't know where this came from. It's just in my room. So then they run to Ashley's house and they're bawling and telling her mom, like, oh, it's on The Ring movie. You know, and the mom's like, let me watch it. Let me watch the movie. And they're like, no, I don't want you to die, Mom, you know. So she watches it, and they, like, can't even watch it again. They're, like, hiding in the other room, and she comes into to Ashley's room, and she's like, yeah, really scary, guys, especially the part with the web address at the end. And they're like, what? She's like, yeah, the website that pops up at the end. And they're like, we didn't see a website? So they watch it again, and there's this little website that, like, popped up at the very end of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, then it dawned on Aaron that because the movie had come out, like, almost a year after Comic-Con, she had gotten the tape from somebody who was just passing out blank videotapes at Comic-Con. So they didn't have anything on them, and that was part of The Ring's viral marketing, you know?
That's
and so
funny.
It just scared the shit out of her, because she had no idea that it was from that movie. Like,
that scares the shit out of me, and I know what it's from. Like, even when I watch it, like, now, it still scares the shit out of me.
Well, after she saw the movie, too. So she knew it was from the movie, but she didn't know she got it at Comic-Con.
Right.
And then, you know, she put the puzzle pieces together and then felt like an idiot. But she told us all at school the next day, and we were laughing our asses off. We're like, don't tell some people, let's scare them, you know.
That could be the good makings for a good prank. Plant that video somewhere and spy on your little sister who's gonna watch it, and then call her cell phone when she's done and be like, 7 days. And
she traumatized for life and goes to a mental ward because of you.
Yeah. And you'd be like, gotcha.
Best prank ever.
You're in the mental ward.
like 30 years later, you come back like, that was such a great prank, wasn't it? And she's still in the mental ward. She comes back and then actually kills you.
Now that's
and then she'd be like, gotcha. Yeah.
Should we tell them about our friend's idea for the Comic-Con movie? The movie about Comic-Con?
Yeah, I think we should.
The second coming of the Cold War.
Wow.
No, it's really cool. He, well, I don't know, maybe he'll get pissed, but he had an idea that, you know, basically you can
patent his idea.
Yeah, you can sneak weapons into Comic-Con probably pretty easily, because they really don't check you at all. He's really? Like, people walk in there with fake guns all the time.
Right.
Who's to say a whole posse can walk in there with real guns, so...
Yeah. I think they have a station or whatever if you come in and you check in. When you get weapon. Your badge, you have to yeah. go and get your gun checked out or whatever. But I mean, they're not going to check out your lightsaber. You know, you could stick a knife in there.
Shank some people.
Maybe
shank
it's a real lightsaber. You know.
Four booze. Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn. Yeah, we talked a little bit about that at the second half of the podcast. I love me some Olivia Munn. So
yeah, I bet you do.
Who doesn't?
I think the entire female half of the world is not a fan of Olivia Munn.
Just because she knows how to be the best of both worlds.
Yeah, she really is a gamer's wet dream. She really is.
She is, and gladly. I don't know what she, one of the outfits. Hang
on, and moving on.
No, okay, real quick. One of the outfits she wore was this white thing. I don't know what the heck it was, but it was hot, and I don't know what she was supposed to be, but.
Was it the Leia outfit at Princess Leia?
No. That was from last year.
She wore one at the panel this year.
Last year, Kelsey. You're right.
Sorry, my bad. She wore one at the panel this year, too.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, because I just remember seeing the footage from the... From Attack of the Show, they had some footage. And,
I've never seen that. I saw the footage today. On G4, they had, like, 4 hours of Comic-Con Live. Oh, I'm sure they were showing that over the weekend, but...
Yeah.
Looks good.
Getting
back to viral marketing.
Yeah, so we kind of, we liked, I liked that story. I thought it was cool. Yeah, and that was a really good example of the viral marketing that happens at Comic-Con. And stuff like that happens all the time there.
Right.
One of the things that I saw one day when I was going in was, I know that in Legion, the Ice Cream Man plays a big part. I would love to tell you what part it is, but I didn't see the clip, so I didn't know what it was. But there's in the clip that they showed at Comic-Con, there's something about Ice Cream Man, and at this point, the Earth's kind of been desolate at this point, and the Ice Cream Man is this zombie-looking kind of guy, and the same guy was, not the same guy actor, but a guy who was in, you know, zombie makeup was driving around Comic-Con in an ice cream truck with throwing ice creams out, and had a Legion written all over his ice cream truck, and it was like rusty and dirty and almost breaking down and stuff, and he was screaming out the window and nice. Looked like a real ice cream car running around, and we're like, what is
kids
this?
Kids are like, mommy!
Yeah, traumatizing.
I want an ice cream!
Of San Diego, so.
That's funny.
That was cool, and it had Legion, and so you know, it made me be like, oh, that's the panel I'm seeing today, like, I wonder what that has to do with anything, so. Made me think about that.
Sparked your interest.
Yeah. Which campaign should do.
Exactly.
So, and speaking of zombies, I mean, that kind of goes back to the zombie walk.
Yeah, I mean, Sony had a booth set up for the zombie walk, you know, and it was kind of coinciding with Zombieland. So they had, you could get your, you know, zombie makeup done for free, which Kelsey did, which is really cool. And
look at my Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter. Okay. And they also were working with the people who ran the zombie walk, and so a lot of people, they were handing out the Zombieland t-shirts and Zombieland stickers and all this stuff to deal with the movie. And I actually got a sticker, and it's like machete zombies.
Yeah.
And so many people asked me where I got that sticker. I ended up giving it to some guy off of my back, basically. I'm like, you can have it, you know. But people were like, where did you get that? I want one, you know. So it worked, really. I'm sure people are pretty excited about the movie. And then, I mean, it got people's attention on the street, because not only were all these zombies walking around, but there was all this, like, 2012 swag all over, too, you know. And people were wearing the shirts and... Yeah. Where there were, like, cheerleaders with 2012 on zombies, and they were, like, dancing. And
wow. So,
very zombie-like.
Way to cross from it, because Sony's also doing the 2012 and they are. And are they doing Zombieland, or are they?
Yeah,
they are.
Okay, so there you go. I think it's such a great, I mean, Zombie Walk, I know you guys have mentioned they do that every year. So, I mean, it's like, the perfect way to just kind of already integrate it. You don't have to do anything special, you know, different. You just kind of add on to what they already have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, zombie walks happen all over the U.S. So the Zombieland San Diego, or Zombieland, what? The Zombie Walk San Diego organization does it every year. And I think Rose and I talked a little bit about, this might have gotten lost, but we talked a little bit about last year's Zombie Walk and how I wasn't paired with the movie, and it was a little bit better, I think, in terms of the people doing the zombie walk were a little bit more into it, and had, I don't know, better costumes, but I guess more elaborate. Yeah. You know, we actually have people who are doing the grunt and the shuffle.
Yeah,
you know?
Dragging the leg. And, like, this time people are kind of walking around, like, with a Zombieland shirt on, like, ooh, look at me, I'm a zombie, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, props for the marketing, because it definitely is going to work
for sure.
Put up some buzz for Zombieland, but definitely. We weren't there to promote Zombieland. We were there to do zombie walks.
So. Yeah. You wanted to be some real zombies. And
yeah. Exactly.
You had to pose your zombies. How dare they?
Wannabe zombies. No, it was cool, but yeah, I think we talked about 2012 a little bit. I don't know if this is too viral, but I thought it was some creative advertising. They had the t-shirts and the banners they had in the lobby of the convention center had, they said in big letters, only 3 Comic-Cons left. And it was
That's
like
great.
2012
That's
is coming. You know,
you better get them in, guys.
You better get them in.
All up because you're never gonna have a chance to.
Yeah. So I mean, if you've been living under a rock and don't know what the whole 2012, you know, theory is about, you're gonna be like, "What the hell does that mean?" You know,
my interest.
What do you mean 3 Comic Cons left? And you're gonna go look it up. So.
Right. Even if you understand what it means, I mean, it's just kind of cool to see that, and you're like, "Oh yeah, it's like that's smart."
It's
like
right around the corner.
I know. Yeah. It makes you realize, like, there's Comic Cons.
Yeah.
I gotta buy all the Twinkies in the world.
Yeah.
I gotta store up.
I gotta start getting my my duels on now. I gotta
do more of this.
Get my lightsabers out now and fight people while I can.
Yeah, for sure. They also had banners in the lobby as the thing about the convention center, about District 9, and they had things like Hall H is for humans only, and it was a huge banner.
That's awesome.
That had 2 pictures of the. I know I've tweeted pictures of it about the little alien kind of graphic with the red circle and the line through it. You know, Hall H is for humans only, and Comic-Con no non-humans allowed, and stuff. And
which reminds me, I really want to watch that trailer now. Like, I'm all about like District 9. I haven't seen any of the footage.
It's
I just
so
heard
good.
All
yeah.
word of mouth and the posters and stuff. It's working. I've meant to look at it at YouTube today, but
well,
I forgot.
Our YouTube page actually has the second trailer. Right, we had the first and second trailer on there, but
well, sweet. Then I'll go to your YouTube page and I'll watch it.
There you go.
YouTube. Does it have the footage from Comic-Con? Did somebody put that up yet?
I haven't seen it, but I mean that stuff's bootleg.
I'm sure that it is.
So I mean, we here at Movie Viral do not promote bootlegs, so.
Okay. We don't condone that.
Exactly. But I have seen, the Twilight one, surprisingly, is still up to my knowledge on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw it today.
I thought they were taking it down.
I'm really surprised by that. I mean, maybe they know that it'll get buzz and stuff. Maybe, you know, maybe they're kind of like strategically leaving it on for a short amount of time. I don't know. Because it obviously, I mean, other than you know, shattering your ears, you know, it gets people excited about it. So. I don't know. That's me. That's
I'm sure you got really excited when, you know, Jacob took his shirt off in that one part.
I was impressed by how ripped that kid is.
Yeah. I was just like, damn.
He had like an 8-pack. I'm like, how's that possible?
Yeah. I don't know. He's like 15.
Too. Yeah.
He's like, 24-pack. He got a cube on his
face. I know. I was like, you could like wash clothes on that. It's like not good.
Yeah. And it was just so funny. I mean, when I was watching it online, I did have to turn it way down because as soon as that happened, like, oh, let me take my shirt off, it was, like, ear-shattering.
I'm sure
glass was breaking all over.
Yeah, the girl that was like, oh, my God, this is going to be so awesome and all that stuff.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's just so sad.
It's so sad. Aw.
We talked about this in the regular podcast about how, like, it totally ruins kind of, like, the legitimacy of it, so... You know, it's cool that they're doing that. I think that's almost like a viral thing right there, the fact that you're letting it stay
leaking
on YouTube.
Leaking stuff on purpose, yeah. They're definitely doing it on purpose,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
They need to get the buzz up for it, you know, get as many teenage girls in the theater as possible.
Yeah, well, the reason I saw it, though, is because Perez Hilton put it on his blog.
Nice.
So now it's probably really huge. You get a couple people like him to put it up, you know, and...
Definitely. Well, you know, and that's it's one of the few bootlegs that survived. That's probably why he wants to put it up. I mean, sure, there's a lot of bootlegs up there. You guys even saw some footage where, you know, if that was on the web, I mean, people would be pretty excited about the films.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's why you want to go there.
Iron Man 2 footage might be out at some point. I don't know. I've heard some people talking about that.
Yeah, I think
I'm sure
I saw
it.
Huh?
If you look hard enough,
Yeah, if you look hard enough.
Maybe in 24, 48 hours, you might find some. I don't know where, though.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
There might be some on your
I think
phone.
One of my friends might put it up. I don't know who's going to put it.
Someone that was sitting next to me, I think, was recording it.
I wasn't
sure.
Even there, so I don't know.
You were there in spirit, yeah. You know.
There you go.
So, anyways.
So, you guys went to the Stark Industries booth, right?
We did, definitely. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Iron Man 2, Tony Stark. We did see the Stark Industries booth that had the four Iron Man suits up there for display, and it also had this young lady walking around who looked remarkably like Pepper Potts because she looked very prim. Her hair was very neat and tidy, had on a very nice trim suit, handing out business cards, and she said her name was Lucy Park, and she was recruiting for Stark Industries, and they were hiring if I was interested in having a job. So,
dang, she was serious. She was straight business.
Yeah, she was explaining what they did and, you know, that they were all about the peace movement. And
so funny.
So all that was really interesting. Her card was cool. I mean, it was like a plastic business card, really. And she was all about selling Stark Industries.
Did you actually get the card?
Yeah.
Nice. No, yeah. It's cool because, I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen, they have a webpage now for Stark Industries. And so on there is a job application thing. And
that's great.
There's questions at the end, and some of them are like, you know, what's your most heroic moment? And then, but the one of them, there's a couple that ask you, like, actual, like, physics questions, and you're just like, what? So the,
I wonder if they're trying to really find people who can, like, figure that out. Yeah.
Because the question becomes, like, you know, at what point, because, you know, you put your information, your contact information, so it's like, if they do contact people, is it going to be based on that knowledge, or maybe they're just putting it to make it seem real? Like, it's be interesting to see who they contact, if anybody.
Well, speaking of, like, cards, I did get a card there, a print, like, a really nice, like, hard, like, ID card from this show that's coming out called The Prisoner, and it's, like, the card says, welcome to the village, and they, you know, you walk up, and they're like, welcome to the village, let us take your picture, you know, and then they put you in front of this, like, whiteboard and take your picture, and then they put you in another line, and then you get this really cool card, and on the back of it says, you know, go to Twitter and tweet, you only think you're free, followed by your village ID number, and then, you know, someone can possibly win a Palm Prix loaded with a bunch of content from the show, which is, I think, Ian McClellan and Jim Caviezel are going to be on the show. So it looks pretty interesting. And they had footage of the show running. And
is this from Fox?
I'm not sure. It was from Fox, yes. So it was kind of interesting, and like they handed you the thing, and they're like, "Welcome to the village," and they made sure they put
Welcome
it into
to
your badge and everything. So
that's cool.
Oh, AMC TV.
Oh, AMC. I'm sorry, not Fox.
I don't know if they'll be on Fox though.
Yeah,
yeah, it's cool. It looks, it's pretty good quality card. Like, it's thick, like a credit card. So.
Yeah, well, good picture too. They had really nice cameras. I'm like, dang. I'm putting it in front of my ID because my ID looks horrendous. I look like a transient. So this, I might actually try and use this at a club next time.
There you go.
But it's my village ID. Why can't I get
it?
They're going to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Village.
Welcome to the village.
So speaking of television, you mentioned Flash Forward.
Yeah, Flash Forward had a really cool thing at their booth. You were able to go, and I guess, well, the premise of Flash Forward is that in the future, everybody, there's a moment in time where everyone in the world blacks out for, I think it's like a minute and a half or something. During that minute and a half, everybody sees themselves 6 months from now and what they're doing at the time. And then when the whole world wakes up again, you know, they've all seen this flash forward of what their life is going to be like. And, you know, general hilarity ensues, basically, you know.
Yeah, that sounds really good, too.
Things,
I need to really
things
get on.
About, like, you know, I'm with dating someone and I see myself 6 months from now and I'm not with them anymore.
Oh.
Or, you know, I have I'm, you know, single and I see myself 6 months from now and I have a baby, but no husband or something, you know, like.
What happened?
So it can definitely throw some wrenches into your life plans. But at the Flash Forward booth, they had this thing called the Mosaic Collective, which is part of the show. The Mosaic Collective, I think it's Collective. It's Mosaic something for sure. It's this company that collects the people's memories, stories about the memories to figure out if there's any kind of patterns or correlations between anybody's memories. And you could go into the booth and give what you saw during your flash forward, you know, like cool. little, I saw myself with a job yeah. 6 months
ago.
Yay.
You know, so stuff like that. And I think, I don't know what they did with the tapes or whatever, but, it was pretty cool. I thought it was a cool idea to be able to go in and yeah. talk well, about what you saw during yeah. your flash forward.
They were doing something kind of, well, not exactly the same, but with the movie Extract.
Yeah.
The guy who did Office Space is coming out with a new movie with
Jason Bateman,
yeah, and Mila
Kunis.
And you guys
know
her.
Did you catch that last name?
They have this scene where this guy basically gets hit in the nether regions with, like, a bottle. Okay. And he loses a few things, important things.
Wow.
But they have their reaction shot. So they had all these people get dressed up as if they were in the factory. And they had them react to that happening. And so it was really funny because then they were constantly looping all these people's reactions. And they were really funny. They were really good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
That was funny.
That's cool.
Yeah. That panel was good too.
Yeah, it was fun.
The movie looks really funny.
It does.
Very nice. So, did you guys happen to see any? Me and Ian were mentioning some movies that are coming out with Viral, and we're surprised we haven't heard anything from Comic Con much about it. The movie Nine, which Tim Burton is producing, the animated movie.
Elijah Wood, right?
Yeah. Do you guys see anything at Comic Con about that?
You know,
there was a panel, but I didn't see any marketing.
I didn't see very
marketing.
Much either. Hmm. All I saw was District 9, but I didn't see
right.
9.
There was a panel for sure. It was before District 9, and I was not able to get in. But, yeah, I didn't see any. Did you see any marketing?
No, not really.
Hmm. And then the other one was a movie called Surrogates, which is by Disney, that stars Bruce Willis. You guys see anything of that where choose your surrogates or any kind of...
It's a really movie, but
I might have seen something like that.
I don't know. I didn't see anything.
You guys are cutting in and out.
I've seen it before, and it looks.
Hey, hon, you guys are cutting in and out.
You just cut out, dude.
Emptying for the last 5 seconds.
Hold on. Are you there?
Yeah, you're back now.
Oh, I'm back. I see how it is. I think it was you guys.
Okay, well, we're back now.
All right, so for Surrogates, did you guys see anything at Comic Con for that?
I didn't see anything, but that would have been a really good opportunity to really, like, I think, because that's such an interesting premise.
Yeah.
Like, they could have done a lot with that, I think, and that's a shame.
Did you guys see the trailer for it?
I've seen the trailer online just on my own.
Right.
Being a nerd and watching sci-fi stuff.
No, it's really, I mean, it just seems like, it looks really cool, too, and it's an awesome concept. And so, I mean, it seems like the perfect place for them to do something. It's really surprising they didn't go. I know Disney probably spent a buttload of money on their Tron Viral, but I think that's doing, you know, it'd be kind of cool if they did something for Surrogates, because that comes out in September. They need to start promoting
that.
And
it looks really interesting, and, like, I feel like that is something that, because it has to deal with, like, you know, people in general, and it's something that you could kind of almost see happening in the future, you know?
Right, exactly.
They could definitely have done something where you created your surrogate, like, you know, and they...
A better version of you, kind of thing.
Yeah,
know?
Like, basically, like, airbrush you, or, like, maybe, like, you know, a rock-hard body or whatever in the picture.
An APAC.
Yeah, an APAC with Jacob.
Just a picture of me is just Jacob. Like, I'm like, after I'm done with doing the whole thing, I get it back, it's just a picture of Jacob.
It's just a picture of Jacob.
It isn't even me.
Yeah. Or, like done enough. Some kind of, like, virtual, like, you know, when they used to have those virtual games where you wear the thing on your face.
Oh, and so you kind pretend of to be, yeah.
Like, show you, like, you, like, go through, like, I don't know. They could have done a lot with it, you know?
Yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, because it looks like, I mean, it's an action film, sci-fi. It looks like it's going to have, obviously, a decent budget. The idea that they wouldn't try to promote that at Comic-Con, perfect audience, perfect venue, it seems kind of strange, man. And like I said, I know they put a lot of their money into the Tron Viral and some other things, but it just seems kind of strange. The movie comes out in September. I mean, I know a lot of people have never even heard of it. I have to explain it to people.
Yeah.
And so it just seems silly for Disney to be be doing that. They're usually smarter about that stuff.
Yeah. When does Gamer come out with...
Oh, yeah. I don't know when that comes out. I've seen the trailers for that and everything, and I mean, it's a really cool concept, too.
Who's in that one?
Jared Butler.
Yeah. Where they...
You play
as someone.
If it hadn't come out yet, it would have been a good opportunity to market that, too.
It hasn't come out yet, I know that. But, yeah, that's kind of a cool... Nice. That takes it to, like, the new... It's, like, a different level, yeah, where it's, like... Yeah. You actually get to, like, beat the crap out of people, like, as someone else. So, anything else you guys want to talk about that you saw?
A lot of good stuff there.
Oh, I was going to say, we have a ton of giveaways for you guys.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
So we will somehow carry your pigeon over to movieviral.com.
I prefer Owl. To Gryffindor,
Yeah.
We'll get Hedwig over.
We got some stuff from District 9, from Stargate, from Zombieland.
Iron Man 2
stuff. So
some free swag, some cool stuff.
For somehow you to disperse amongst your fans. We don't know how you want to do that, but...
Yeah, we'll figure out some interesting
ways. We collected stuff for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot. It seemed like this Comic-Con was really good. I mean, obviously... Seems like they just keeps getting bigger and bigger, but they're going to have to find some way to either, I don't know, get a bigger venue or something, but...
That's the thing, we were talking to some people, and they were mentioning that they were basically saying it might not be in San Diego much longer, which, I mean, I think kind of bums me out, because, it's right here. But also, it's a great place to have it, I think, just because weather-wise, and, I mean, it brings a huge amount of revenue to San Diego, so without that, we're really gonna suffer. But the guy made some good valid points about the price, about staying, and that the size of the venue. But also, I think that a lot of people, it's tough because it's gotten a little bit more popular than they may have liked. So people like Twilight fans come out that them
exactly.
off. But
they should have it in Seattle. They should just put it like in Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, or somewhere where it just rains a lot.
Yeah,
no one's gonna want to go there.
That would be pleasant. Forks. Very pleasant. Yeah, Oregon. Forks.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say That's Forks. Where it rains the most.
They might as well just have it. At
is that
Forks.
A real stat that Forks is where it rains the most in the country or whatever?
It's
probably one of us. They're up there.
So it was just funny. Okay.
You want to hear something sad? I was in Seattle in December, and I actually considered going to Forks, but I was like, yeah.
I bet you they get people all the time, and they're like...
Oh, yeah, well, I watched some YouTube videos of it, and I was like, it doesn't look that exciting. Not worth it.
Right, but I bet you people are just like, the people that live there, they're like, more of these Twilight fans, damn it.
Oh, yeah, my God. Well, yeah, if I were in a hotel, I'd be like,
come on down
to the Twilight-themed hotel. Yes.
But then you're there, and you're like, oh, okay, see ya. Like, there's even no reason to stay there. It's just, you just go there, look at it, and keep going. It's
like open a diner with, like,
you gotta
Edward and Bella.
You gotta go, like, Roswell style, you really gotta you gotta really pump it up.
Yeah.
What did Stephanie Meyer do to that town? Does she even know? I don't really.
Yeah.
All right.
We've prepared a little song for you.
Oh, yes. This is quite interesting.
Yes.
About our experiences at Comic-Con.
Hopefully we'll do, if not as good as the job as we did last time, but even better.
That was a dress rehearsal.
That was a dress rehearsal, yeah.
Exactly.
So we wanted to encompass everything about Comic-Con that we experienced this year.
We were inspired. Saturday night, we went to a little after-con show, and we just thought, let's make a song about our experience this year. It would be fun.
We could be rappers, right?
We could rap. Oh, psh.
We could be rappers.
You guys are OGs.
Yep.
OGs.
We come from the street, so it's okay.
Yeah. San Diego. So tough, so hard,
Yep. So we got a little song for you, if you'll indulge us for a little bit.
Sure.
Sound good?
All right.
Sounds good?
Cute.
We'll see.
All right.
Cue the music. Kate Brown.
Armies.
Comic-Con. Comic-Con. Movie viral. Ooh. 09.
Ooh. Day one, 40 years from this time was the first Comic-Con in 69.
What?
That sold out before this date because tons of Twilight fans just couldn't wait to scream their heads off. My ears were bleeding. My fingers hurt from all that tweeting. Got zombified by the peeps at Sony. Now my costume looked legit and I wasn't a phony.
Comic-Con. Comic-Con. You're 40. Ooh. Happy birthday.
Ooh. Day two, Kelsey got down there late. Had to wait 3 hours just for Hall H. Got hot like Human Torch, couldn't cool her down. District 9 got those aliens locked up in their town, while Legion's got angels running around crazy with machine guns all on the ground. And I got my personal, but I got it back. I think they needed money for their whack ass crack.
Comic Con. Comic Con. Trolley system. Expensive parking. Weekend 2012 seals our fate. Guess we're all gonna die in a big earthquake.
Oh,
that broke us. Iron Man 2, Robert Downey Jr., we love you.
Rocking in the Casbah,
AfterCon 09. Laptop punk made us lose our minds. San Diego loves Comic-Con. Every summer downtown, the party is on.
Comic-Con.
619-760-858. You are my hero.
Comic-Con.
Don't know why they thought I was rich, but those motherfuckers stole my turkey sandwich.
Comic-Con. See you next year. Comic-Con 10. We'll tweet it up and do it again. Comic-Con.
Fill that gap.
Fill that gap.
Friendship.
Friendship.
Woo. Comic-Con. 09.
K. Brown.
Our maze. We out.
Comic-Con.
We'll see you next year. Comic-Con 10. Hope it's in San Diego.
There's still time for shit to get fucked up.
There's always time for shit to get fucked up.
Comic-Con.
Wow. Bravo.
Oh, my God.
That was impressive.
Well, we hope you enjoyed it.
Can we listen to that right now? Like, I want to hear it before it goes up live. Please.
Nope, it's going to go straight up live.
No, I mean, you can still put it up live. Hey, you put up my Favreau stuff.
I did.
I was like, mother effer!
Because no, obviously John Favreau was a huge fan of the site.
I know, I was like, you're going to edit this out, right? You're going to edit this out.
I'm like, but sure,
you know,
sure.
But you know, you know what? It's okay, because as long as he doesn't know my last name, I think we're all right.
Armaze.
Armaze.
Because you have to realize that John Favreau was a huge fan of the site, so that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I bet he is.
I'm sure he's on there every single day.
Yeah, so this could be a problem.
Yeah.
Well, when I leak my Iron Man 2 footage, he might be a fan.
At that point, don't say you're with us.
I don't know who leaked this on YouTube.
I don't know. You gotta put it under like someone else's name, you know.
You're like, how much will you pay me to tell you who leaked this?
I don't know how this got on MySpace.
Not like, funny, and I might remember.
Yeah.
You gotta have like a fake YouTube account, like, you know, youtube.com/Edward:09 or something.
Yeah, playing on a Twilight.
Exactly.
Jacob forever.
Team Edward.
It'd be a Jacob 8-pack-09.
Yeah. Jacob
40-pack.
I really just want to thank you guys for, you know, coming at the last second and helping us out with the coverage for movie. Anytime, Dan.
We had a blast.
No problem, Bob. We had a good time.
Well, as you can see by the song.
Apparently. Getting your purse stolen. And you were saying that your purse wasn't actually stolen at, like,
Comic-Con. Oh, yes. On a side note, I think it is important. My purse was not stolen at Comic-Con. It was in the parking garage of Horton Plaza. So, if you do go down to San Diego, just watch your stuff if you park there. Because I did get it back. And they did steal my turkey sandwich.
And your cell phone was lost too, right, or something?
Oh, I left it in the bathroom at Comic-Con, but I found it, so it's good. That's the awesome. Lady just texted, like, every single person on my phone
To see who found it. Yeah. And like half those people were people I just met like recently that were texting me. So it was like, So I'm sure they felt very awkward. Like they thought maybe I saved their number under like best friend, like call in case of emergency or something, you know? So they're like, wow, she's psycho. So yeah.
Aww.
It's good stuff.
Good times. Well, yeah, that's all part of the experience, you know? You'll cherish those memories forever.
I will, especially picking up the pieces of my purse and personal items off the roof of the building next to the Horn Plaza parking garage.
I will hold those memories in a very special place in my
heart. Special place. There's a very special place for the people who did that in my heart.
Yep. Thank you for having us. We enjoyed it. We hope you guys liked our podcast.
Yes.
Our guest spot on our podcast.
Enjoy.